Hello and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on the best practices for software update management using SMS Server 2003. My name is Terry Toll. During this TechNet session, we are going to cover the following sections. First, we will look at some of the areas you should consider when building a software update process. We'll discuss the types of updates released by Microsoft and the options available for their deployment. Next, we will look at the steps required and how SMS can help you create a software update deployment process. We will discuss some of the best practices that will help you get the most out of SMS 2003 and areas that will reduce the administrative overhead. We will then move on to some specific areas that will help you deploy software updates to desktop computers. This will include creating optional and mandatory packages, and we'll cover some of the user notification options as well. We'll also look at some recommendations on handling mobile computers. After discussing desktop updates, we'll move on to the best practices for deploying updates to servers, including a setting that will allow a maintenance time window. Finally, we'll discuss a new vendor feature that will help in updating the firmware and drivers for a specific type of server. Dell is the first OEM to have worked with Microsoft in producing the Dell Inventory tool. This will continue to make SMS the ideal tool for keeping your computers up to date. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or from other versions of Microsoft products that we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed the areas either prior to this session or to reference afterwards that you may find useful to be familiar with. Software updates. If you have had any experience with software updates or patch management, you will understand the types of issues that arise and appreciate the benefits of tools that will help you install these updates on users' computers. You will understand how a virus or a worm can cause a massive headache to an IT administrator. Software or Windows Server update services. You may have had some experience with software update services or the newer Windows Server update service. If so, you will appreciate that these tools are useful but don't provide the flexibility often required in larger environments. SMS. If you already have experience with SMS, either version 2 or version 2003, you will appreciate how useful a tool SMS can be when used to deploy software. You may not have developed a software update process yet, but your experience with SMS provides you with enough knowledge to know that it can help you keep your computer systems healthy. If you have experience in any of these areas, this session will give you useful information when implementing a software update deployment process using SMS Server 2003. This presentation has five main sections. Pre-planning. In this section, we will discuss the pre-planning phase of the software update process. We will review the resources you should assemble, including people and computers. Software update overview. In this section, we will discuss the software update process and how it is aligned to the Microsoft Operations Framework. Desktop updates. Within the desktop update section, we will cover specific considerations for deploying software updates to desktop computers. Server updates. The desktop update section will be followed by best practices for deploying software updates to servers. Vendor updates. Finally, we will review the Dell Inventory tool that allows you to use SMS for updating specific drivers or even the BIOS for recent Dell servers. Let's begin by examining the considerations and planning requirements before you develop a software update process using SMS. Before deploying a software update solution, outline to users what SMS is and what it will do for your organization. Educating your users about SMS and what you are trying to achieve will make them feel part of the process. Consider creating an intranet site that keeps your customers informed and provides hints and tips. Remember that the software update process is invasive. Nobody wants to waste time rebooting their computers. So ensure your users understand the necessity of the process. You should ensure that the SMS client is installed on all your computers that you need to manage. You should decide what to do about visitors or consultants that enter your organization. Do you prevent them from accessing your network? Can you provide alternatives where these visitors can still work inside your organization? You should create a test environment where update deployments are fully tested. You should also ensure that you have the necessary expertise available. Consider providing training for your IT staff so they understand the procedures and processes you put in place. Consider using external consultants that have experience in planning and deploying software updates to SMS 2003. The software update process will affect your entire organization, and naturally you will want to ensure that the process runs as smoothly as possible. Engage the IT teams, such as the SMS team, the security team, and the server and desktop teams. If you don't already have a test lab, you should build one to test your process and procedures before going live. You will need a test lab to test your updates. You should also understand the types of software updates the Microsoft Security Response Center issues. Once your organization has identified the need for software updates, you need to identify the types of software updates. They are as follows. A security update is a publicly released fix that addresses a security issue for a specific product. The Microsoft Security Response Center defines four categories for security updates: critical, important, moderate, and low. Visit the Microsoft Security Response Center for more information on these categories. A critical update is a publicly released fix that addresses a critical security issue for a specific product. A software update is a publicly released fix that addresses a non-critical, non-security-related issue for a specific product. This might include a new design change request to add new features, functionality, or even configuration changes. A software update roll-up is a cumulative set of security patches, critical updates, and software updates packaged together for easy deployment. It usually contains all of the software updates for the product since the last service pack or product version release. Finally, a service pack is an interim release that is planned and tested over a longer period. Once you understand the types of updates you need to deploy in your organization, you need to become familiar with the current state of resources in your organization. You need to understand and collate information about all the computers on your network, including their operating system versions. You also need to know their service pack versions. If they do not have the latest service packs, ask why not. Are there application issues? Are there updates for these applications? You need to gather all of this information. You should gather information about the owners of the computers. To which department do they belong? Which administrative groups are responsible for them? What is the best maintenance periods or update times for their computers? You should gather preferred maintenance or systems update times. And you must understand the value of the computers to the organization. Find out who is affected if a given computer isn't working. Are there specific periods of the month when this computer is critical to the organization, such as financial month ends? You must get all this information and keep it up to date. A baseline configuration is a standard build of computers deployed within your organization that applies to servers, desktops, and notebook computers. A baseline configuration includes the operating systems, service pack versions, and applications installed on the computer. It even includes the software updates applied to a computer. You can help reduce the software update management overhead if you reduce the number of baselines within your organization. The fewer operating system versions you have to manage, the fewer software updates need to be deployed. This includes the versions of Microsoft Office or any other applications that form part of your baseline configurations for your computers. Now that we have highlighted some of the considerations, let's examine the software update process. The key to a successful software update process is planning. You should use the software update management process based on the Microsoft Operations Framework, which involves four main steps. First, you need to assess your environment so that you can plan how you are going to deploy updates. You need to know the operating systems and versions running on each computer. Second, you need to identify new software updates. When Microsoft or others release software updates, you need to identify their relevance to your environment and determine their priority. This is a step that you perform every month. Microsoft releases updates on a monthly cycle, and you need to review these updates and determine how they will affect your environment. Thirdly, you need to plan the actual software update deployment. You need to go through some testing and develop some pilot deployments. And finally, you deploy the update. You should monitor how the deployment proceeds and evaluate its effectiveness. The cycle must be repeated on an ongoing basis. You go back to step one and assess your environment again. Have new computers joined your network? Has there been a software upgrade? Has your baseline configuration shifted? You need to consider all of these things in your planning process. Let's look at how SMS 2003 fits into this process. SMS 2003 can help you in all four areas of the software update process. When assessing and gathering information about your computers, the SMS discovery feature shows you the computers on your network. Once you have installed the SMS client, the SMS inventory tool provides you with details about the hardware and software installed. You can find out the specific service pack level, such as the number of computers running Windows XP Service Pack 2, or the version of Internet Explorer that is installed. This information helps you determine your baseline environment. You will know what a healthy system should look like in your environment. In order for you to identify when new updates are released, SMS will automatically connect to the web and download a catalog of available updates. You can then generate reports that tell you how many systems are affected. To help with the evaluation and planning phases, you can use SMS 2003 to build collections and perform staged deployments. You can also run a scan to confirm the progress of the deployment in your pilot phase. Finally, in the deployment phase, the Distribute Software Update Wizard distributes the updates. You can then use the status message and update reports to determine the success of the software update deployment. Let's look at the process Microsoft IT use. Microsoft IT's Software Update Management Framework follows the Microsoft Solutions for Management recommendations. The framework consists of the following steps. Assess the environment to be updated on an ongoing basis by understanding the baseline of system security, constantly reviewing the software update management architecture, managing SMS client breadth and health, and conducting inventories. Identify new software updates. Determine their relevance to the environment. Verify the authenticity of updates by installing each one on an isolated system and determine enforcement time frame. Evaluate and plan the deployment of software updates to ensure that testing, risk assessment, and release processes are all in place. Deploy the software update, which includes distributing and installing the update, monitoring and reporting on progress and success or failures of the update, dealing with exceptions, and conducting a review of the deployment to continue to evolve the patch management process. Let's go through these areas again and review some specific points. During this first assessment, an important part in assessing your environment is to know the function each computer performs in your enterprise, along with the applications and programs running on each computer. You should check the versions of programs currently deployed. Ask yourself if you can reduce the complexity and attack area by removing or retiring older applications. You need to know the relative value of each computer so that you can determine which assets need the greatest protection and which computers should be updated immediately. It is important to understand the time frames involved for updates so you can create the appropriate collections. You need to know who owns or is responsible for the computer or server and compile the necessary contact information. You must also know the countermeasures that have been deployed to secure your environment and update how they affect your software update process. You also need to determine the best times to deploy your updates, so you need to gather this information from the owners of the computers. All of this information needs to be compiled into an easy-to-access inventory. SMS has several tools that can help you in compiling this inventory. The SMS Discovery tool allows you to build collections of computers based on various parameters, such as Active Directory organizational units or system parameters. SMS also has the capability to build a hardware inventory. This allows you to quickly build a database of your organization's assets. You should run an inventory at least once a week. Some SMS 2003 customers run an inventory on a daily basis. SMS 2003 has a delta feature that passes only the inventory changes across the network and not the whole inventory. The software inventory provides you with detailed information about both the operating systems and other software that may need updates. This determines what a healthy system on your network should look like. For example, you may identify those systems that don't have Windows XP Service Pack 2 installed. Previously, I mentioned the need to reduce the number of baseline configurations you have on your network. The more rigid and consistent your organization's baselines of hardware, software, and operating systems platforms, the simpler it is to administer. You will find there is less need for multiple SMS collections or for more complicated software update installation programs. Try to get the latest service packs, since they contain a roll-up of updates since the release date. You will find Microsoft has released fewer updates for Windows Server 2003 and Windows XP Service Pack 2. If you can get to those operating systems, you will reduce your administrative overhead. Throughout the whole software update cycle, SMS reporting compiles information into useful reports. Although SMS 2003 provides several reports, you can create your own to meet your specific needs. Let's look at how SMS can help in the identify phase. SMS also helps identify which systems require updating. The security update scan tools identify which updates are required. These tools include the security scan tool, the office scan tool, and the SMS Extended Security Update Inventory tool. You should consider running the security update scan tools on a weekly or daily basis and consider scheduling the sync task to coincide with the update release cycle. which is currently the second Tuesday of the month. You can keep abreast of security updates by signing up to receive email notifications at http://www.microsoft.com/security. You can use SMS update reports to tell you the percentage of systems that are affected and that need a specific software update. You can create compliance and status reports to show the health of your computer environment. These reports help you determine the relevance of a software update to your environment. Let's move on to the evaluation and deployment planning phases. The evaluation and planning or testing phases are vital in ensuring a smooth deployment. You should perform risk assessment so that you know how many systems need the update and identify any risks should the update deployment cause other problems. Once you have performed your risk assessment, you must plan how you are going to deliver the updates. You need to decide if this is going to be a mandatory update or an optional one. You need to decide a deadline for when the update must be applied. Consider having a staggered deployment schedule so that you can monitor the effects of the deployment. You should take into account busy periods and avoid deploying updates during these times. Engage your customers and find a time that is mutually acceptable and plan your deployment schedule around this. You should then test with one or more pilot deployments, initially with a small group of typical computers that provides a selection from your baseline computers. The first selection shouldn't include any high priority computers. The second deployment should be larger and should include some of your high value systems. These systems should have a recovery procedure in place in case the update causes some issues. You should also ensure that you have plenty of personnel available to mitigate any problems and to reduce the impact on computers. Plan to stagger the deployment of the updates to avoid major issues that you missed when testing. You must also have a backup plan, which will probably be a manual process. You can email your users and direct them to an intranet download site, thereby reducing the number of desktops you need to visit. You should test this process regularly, just as you would test your normal deployment process. You also need to have a rollback plan, should an update cause a problem. We will discuss this further later in the presentation. Let's move on to the deployment phase. Once you have performed your testing with your pilot programs, you begin deploying the update. As you begin your update release program using a staggered schedule, build reports to check the update release progress. Many people ask how you should organize your updates. There is no right answer that applies to all environments. You can consider creating software update packages based on the operating systems, applications, or criticality. Deploying one large package may reduce the number of reboots, but may take longer to carry out and could cause other issues. Offering users a choice of installing the update when it is convenient to them will reduce the impact of the deployment. Where issues or exceptions arise, try and learn from these to avoid them in the future. Emergency updating is where you have a critical update and you need to build a single package that needs to be deployed immediately. You need to develop a process that will let you perform emergency updating. Finally, you must review the success of the deployment, review any lessons learned, and then begin the whole process over again. Let's look at how updates are deployed at Microsoft. Because Microsoft has a diverse environment of managed and unmanaged desktops, Microsoft IT takes a multi-phase approach to software update management, with SMS as the key tool. After Microsoft IT assesses the risk of vulnerabilities published by the Microsoft Security Response Center, Microsoft IT's process for deploying software update is to scan for vulnerabilities, create the SMS package, enforce installation, and monitor, audit, and report for compliance and success. A phased deployment minimizes the impact of any failures or adverse effects that might be introduced by the initial distribution of an update. To create the SMS package, the software update administrator starts the distribution software update wizard in SMS 2003 and adds the updates to the Microsoft IT package scheduled for the next software distribution. Continuing through the wizard, the software update administrator authorizes the software update, sets the properties of the update to have proper enforcement date, distributes the package, and then advertises the update to the client computers. If software updates are not supported by the Microsoft Baseline Security and Analysis tool, the distribution software update wizard will not detect them. For these updates, the administrator creates a standard SMS software distribution package, an advertisement to deploy the update. In this process, the administrator specifies the batch file, Windows installer file, or executable file that will be run on the client computer. For software updates not supplied with a setup executable file, the administrator builds one by using the Windows installer authoring tools or the SMS installer utility supplied with SMS 2003. Microsoft IT uses two deployment schedules for critical updates, an emergency critical update that is distributed within 24 hours and a standard critical update that is distributed in about 1 to 3 weeks depending on the priority assessment. In both cases, Microsoft IT uses the automatic enforcement of software updates in SMS 2003. If the user does not install the updates within the grace period, SMS automatically installs the update and will be configured to restart the computer automatically if required. Next, let's look at the Microsoft software update architecture. Microsoft IT examined patching requirements at Microsoft and decided to create separate SMS 2003 infrastructure. One to patch servers and one to patch desktop computers. Microsoft IT based this decision on the following factors. Security updates are more critical for servers than for desktop computers because servers affect the security and workflow of large groups of workers. Microsoft IT determined that it could more easily meet the short time frame for updating servers if it did not have to share the infrastructure with the updating desktops. The software platform baseline for servers at Microsoft is uniform and unilaterally enforced, whereas desktop computers run a wide variety of software versions and service pack levels. For the desktop software update management infrastructure, all Microsoft IT SMS clients run the SMS 2003 Advanced client with advanced security. Microsoft IT implemented SMS 2003 on Windows Server 2003 and SQL Server 2000 Service Pack 3A with the following configuration. One central site server. This is a high-capacity, high-throughput server with 8 processors and 8 gigabytes of random access memory. 22 primary site servers. These are 4 processor, 4 gigabytes of RAM servers in the headquarters data center. There is one cluster balanced through network load balancing. 30 dedicated secondary site servers. These are 2 processor, 2 gigabytes of RAM servers, and 100 shared secondary site servers. SMS 2003 runs on approximately 100 secondary site servers that are shared with other services, such as file and print servers. As of this writing, Microsoft IT manages about 115,000 SMS clients worldwide within 4 Active Directory forests. Client support distributes an estimated 20 to 30 critical software updates and 70 software distribution packages per year. The number of software distribution packages reflect the internal deployment of software that is continually being developed and tested at Microsoft. Now we will take a look at Microsoft's emergency update process. Microsoft IT creates a new package for any emergency critical updates as the need arises. A grace period is set. After emergency critical updates have been deployed and installed, Microsoft IT adds the updates to the corporate baseline deployment package for Office and Windows standard updates. Deployment and enforcement of emergency critical updates at Microsoft consists of the following phases. Help desk notification. Microsoft IT notifies help desk about the impending deployment of an update so that help desk can be ready to support users. Announcement through Windows Update. When a product development group releases a software update, Microsoft IT uses a group policy to notify employees that they can voluntarily go to the Windows Update site and install the update on their own. Microsoft uses this method because of its educated user base and the fact that the majority of employees enjoy high-speed, reliable network connections and full access to the Internet. This method enables employees to manage any necessary restarts in order to minimize the impact on their work. Announcement through email and Microsoft Intranet website. Within 4 to 6 hours of the initial Windows Update publication, Microsoft IT sends an email throughout the organization and posts a notification on Microsoft IT's internal website that a critical update is available and must be installed by a certain date and time. SMS 2003 Software Update Distribution. Microsoft IT uses the SMS 2003 Advanced Client Persistent icon in the Windows Desktop Notification area. The persistent icon reminds users of an impending update's enforcement date and time, 3 to 5 times per day until the grace period expires. After the grace period expires, Microsoft IT initiates an SMS 2003-based enforced deployment of an update. In the Software Distribution Update Wizard, Microsoft IT selects Time Authorized instead of Time Detected for enforcement. This option offers a shorter time frame for forced deployment and helps Microsoft IT be confident that computers are updated as soon as they are powered up. Logon scripts for unmanaged desktop computers. Microsoft IT deploys the software update in a user logon script to patch the desktop computers in the unmanaged space. For example, computers in test labs that otherwise would not be forced to install the update because SMS does not manage them. Forced updating of non-compliant computers. 24 hours after the initiation of the SMS forced distribution of a software update, corporate security uses an internally developed vulnerability assessment tool to scan the entire environment, both managed and unmanaged desktop computers, and updates any computers that have not installed the update. After this round of enforced patching, the vulnerability assessment tool creates a list of non-compliant computers. For example, those that were turned off at the time of the forced update, or those that are on slow links and are still not updated. Corporate security then uses an internally developed port shutdown tool to remove these unpatched systems from the corporate network. Now let's look at some generic information on desktop computers. In this next section, you will learn about specific best practices for desktop updates as they pertain to users. There are a wide variety of user attitudes to software updates. Some users don't want to reboot their systems at any time, whereas some users will be happy to work with you and get their systems updated. Because of the variety of users and updates, SMS 2003 has several deployment and user notification options. Let's look at these deployment options in more detail. Before deploying a software update, you need to download them to your network. If you don't want to expose your SMS servers to the internet, you can use the Windows Server Update services to download them and point your SMS servers at those. When you deploy a software update, you have several options that are designed to be used in different situations. For example, by setting an optional update, you can allow users to postpone installation indefinitely. However, you should only use this for non-critical updates. If you make an update mandatory, users can postpone installation only until a specific deadline. You can set the deadline so it is based either on detection time or the authorization time. If, for example, an update is set with the deadline of 7 days and a worker has been on vacation and the authorization time has passed, the user cannot postpone the installation of the update, and the computer will install that update automatically, thereby preventing the user from continuing his or her work. However, if you set a detection time of 7 days, when the user returns from the vacation, the computer detects the update for the first time, and the user has 7 days from this time to install the update. The detection time is also useful for mobile workers who use laptops and are out of the office for long periods. You can use the emergency update setting. A user cannot postpone the installation and cannot postpone the reboot. This option is designed for critical updates that must be deployed immediately. Nobody enjoys having to reboot their computer. SMS 2003 optimizes the reboots for a single package. Therefore, if you have created a package containing several updates that require a reboot, SMS will postpone the reboot until all the updates are installed. You should be aware that this applies to a single package only. It does not work across packages. You need to be aware of this when you create your packages and decide if you want one big package or several smaller ones. You should also be aware that in some circumstances, you may not be able to perform a scan until the computer has been rebooted. Next, we'll look at the user notification options. You can use the user notification feature to keep your users informed about what is happening with their computers. You may choose to email users beforehand so they can expect the update. This slide shows the taskbar user notification balloon for a mandatory update. If the update is optional, SMS displays the message balloon on the slide. This is the normal way of informing users that they have a certain number of days to install the update. Depending on the deployment option selected, the user could click the message and SMS will display the dialog box shown on the slide. You can customize the center pane to provide a rich text message. You can even include your company logo. Many customers find that this option informs users, particularly in the current climate, where spyware and malware is prevalent. Otherwise, users might be alarmed when things start happening on their screens. Using this option informs the user that the update is coming from your company. You may want to consider distributing a non-mandatory update first that allows users to install the update in their own time, and then distribute a mandatory update that is set to run after a certain number of days. You need to ensure that your users understand the purpose of the user notification balloon. If you establish an intranet, you can provide users with information concerning the update and provide the option for them to install the update themselves. There are a few other deployment issues to consider. We have already discussed the trade-off between having fewer reboots and bigger packages. Remember, reboot optimization does not work across packages. Therefore, you could create fewer update packages. The impact on a well-connected network may be minimal. However,
you should consider how this will affect your mobile users, who could be installing an update across a slow link. Microsoft has a white paper, SMS 2003 Software Update Management for Mobile Computers, a link to which is provided at the end of this presentation. This paper provides recommendations for mobile computers. It is available from the Microsoft Download Center. The essence of the white paper is this: create a monthly update package for mobile users and advertise this for about 2 months. The package will ensure that your mobile users get the updates in a single package. You then take your monthly updates and roll them into a single large package. Those mobile users that already have the updates will ignore this package, but mobile users without them will install them as soon as they come onto your network. When a bulletin is issued by the Microsoft Security Response Center, you should read it carefully. All the information the SMS administrator needs is in the technical details. The bulletin will answer the following questions. Can SMS be used to detect the update? Can SMS be used to deploy the update? If SMS can't be used, you will find suggested alternatives. The third section pertains to the command line options for things such as silent or unattended installs. Microsoft is working to get to a point where all software updates are either an executable file or a Microsoft installer file. You should be aware of the SMS scanning tool options. Related to desktop updates is the issue of scanning tools. We currently have three scanning tools for SMS: the security scan tool, the office scan tool, and because these can't detect all issues, we have developed a third tool, the enterprise scan tool. Three sets of tools is not optimal, so we have released a beta version of a single tool that is designed to replace these. It uses a new scanning engine that builds on the Windows Update agent for scanning and installation. It is already part of Windows XP and Windows Server 2003, but for your older operating systems, it can't be distributed as a single standalone install by SMS. This tool is designed to scan all Microsoft products, so you don't need to worry about which scan tool to use and which tool covers which products. Let's examine the tool in more detail. The new scan tool will provide greater consistency. The SMS results will be consistent with Microsoft Update and with the Windows and automatic updates. The tool will provide greater coverage, including security updates, update roll-ups, and service packs. It covers the Windows operating system, SQL Server, Exchange Server, and Microsoft Office. Over time, it will include all Microsoft products. The tool uses a rich catalog. Although an issue currently surrounds some updates for specific languages, i.e. non-English software updates, currently have to be downloaded manually. With the new tool, because we have a rich catalog, it will automatically download updates for all languages. The tool also will have a consistent command line. This will become the standard tool over time, and it will be best practice to use this tool. That concludes our look at the new scanning tool, so let's move on to specific best practices for servers. The suggested best practices we have discussed so far still apply to servers with some differences. For example, servers are usually well connected. By this, we mean they are usually on a high-speed LAN, perhaps co-located in a server farm. Servers need a different set of deployment options. When dealing with desktop computers, you can configure user notifications. This isn't necessary when dealing with servers, but you need to be aware of the maintenance window and the impact on other servers. For example, several servers may form part of an application. Forcing a reboot on one server may cause problems on another one. Ideally, you should create a separate SMS site for your servers so that you can control them better. There are many options within SMS that are available at the site level. You should also consider your distribution point. Your servers will tend to be in the same location and have similar maintenance windows. Because of this, the servers will hit the distribution point at the same time. you must ensure that your distribution point and your network can handle this load. Let's look at the maintenance window and see how SMS handles it. A maintenance window is a time chosen for performing routine maintenance. This is typically off-peak hours when there is little business activity. You need to configure SMS so that updates are not installed outside of a maintenance window. When you define a window to SMS, it will try and install those updates at the beginning of that window. However, there may be other jobs queued, so there may be a delay in installing the package. The most important point is that SMS will not install updates outside of this maintenance window. Therefore, it makes sense to create collections based upon your maintenance windows. Let's look at where you configure the required settings. You will notice in the Distribute Software Update dialog box that we can enforce the start time and set a maximum installation time. For example, if you set a start time of 10 p.m. and set a maximum installation time of 90 minutes, your maintenance window is from 10 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Selecting this checkbox sets and enforces the maintenance time window. You will also notice the maximum run time. This is the maximum time you believe a single update will take. SMS won't start an update if the time left in the maintenance window is less than this value. For example, if you have set this value for 20 minutes and you only have 15 minutes left in your maintenance window, SMS will not start the update. This feature is designed so that the computer is left in a stable state. The update is postponed until the next maintenance time window. Before starting to install any update, the SMS update feature checks to see if the maintenance window is open and then checks that the maximum runtime is less than the time left in the maintenance window. From this, you should understand the benefits of testing in the lab and ensure that the maximum runtime value is accurate. Once an update starts, SMS will not stop the update, even if the maintenance window is closed. This ensures that the server is in a stable state. Let's move on to other best practices for server updates. Having a good asset database for your servers is highly recommended. In your database, you should categorize your servers, determine if they can be rebooted at any time of the day or once a month. Their availability is often linked to their business value. Categorize both in your database. You should include the server contact and level of server. Include the patch day and the time and any reboot information. Ensure that you perform adequate testing so that you know your updates will be installed within the maintenance time window. Remember, you must have a process for the emergency updating of servers. This will vary for each category of server. In this demonstration, we will examine the software update process and perform the following tasks. We will install the software update utilities. We will scan an SMS client computer. We will report on patch status on the client computer. We will distribute a software update to a client computer. And finally, we will view a report to determine the success of the update deployment. In this demonstration, you will see how you can install security updates on a Windows XP Professional computer using SMS 2003 to collect information and distribute the security update. First, it's worth explaining the demonstration environment. There are two virtual computers running. The first, LUN-DCMS-01, is a domain controller for the Contoso Active Directory domain and an SMS 2003 server. The second virtual computer, WRK-LON-02, is running Windows XP Professional and has the SMS Advanced client installed on it. The first thing to do is to install the SMS 2003 software management utilities. I'll open Windows Explorer and navigate to the location of the security scanning tools. Next, I'll start the installation process.
I'll continue on through the welcome screen and I'll accept the license agreement. I'm going to accept the default location of C:\securitypatch and continue. Next, you'll notice that the tool's installation wizard wants to download the MS Secure XML scan tool. We don't have internet connectivity, but I have loaded the mssecure.cab file in the tools folder. I need to copy this file to C:\programfiles/securitypatch/pkgsource/1033. But first, I need to make the 1033 folder. Now that I have completed that step, I can continue with the installation. You can see the Security Update Installation Tool Distribution Settings dialog box. I want to create a collection, create an advertisement, and assign the package to a distribution point. I'll name the package Security Update Tool, and then click Next to continue. Now I need to tell the client computers which server they need to connect to in order to get the package. So I type in lun-dcms-01. I need to specify the client computer to test the update, so I enter the name of my Windows XP workstation. Now I'm ready to install the Security Update tool. So I'll click Next to finish. This takes a couple of minutes. Then I see a message notifying me that the installation is complete. So I'll click Finish. Let's verify the changes made by the installation. I'll start the SMS Administrator console. Notice the Security Update tool, Security Update tool pre-production, and Security Update Tool Sync Host Collections. Let's examine Security Update Tool Collection. Notice that by default, this includes a single computer. In our case, the Windows XP Professional Client. This collection is the production collection used to distribute security patches to your enterprise. Next, let's take a look at the packages container. Notice the Security Update Tool package. If I expand Programs, notice the three programs, Security Update Tool, Security Update Tool Expedited, and Security Update Tool Sync. If I look at the properties of the Security Update Tool Sync, notice that the command line contains Sync XML. This causes the computer to download the latest security bulletin from the Microsoft Security website and make it available to the sync host computer for the site. That completes the security tool installation demo. Now that I've created the advertisement, I'll force the client to run Security Update Inventory tool and then force the client to collect hardware inventory. On the client computer, I'll start Control Panel, double-click the SMS System Management applet. Next, I'll click the Action tab, and then I'll select the Machine Policy Retrieval and Evaluation Cycle option and initiate action. I'll close these dialog boxes now and return to SMS Server 2003. I'll start the Administrator console and expand the System Status and the advertisement status. You can see the package I created earlier and that there has been at least one client that has received the advertisement, started the program, and successfully completed the advertised program. I'll examine the status messages for this package. Notice the status messages with IDs of 10002 and 10005 and 10009. Receiving, starting,
and successfully completing the Security Update Inventory Tool program. There is also a message with an ID of 10,035, which indicates the program has not started as a request but was initiated manually. I'll now return to the SMS client computer. Now I will force the SMS client computer to collect hardware inventory to report the patch status as generated by the inventory scan tools. Once again, I'll start the SMS system management applet. I'll click the action tab and initiate the action. I don't need Control Panel open anymore, so I'll close it, and now I'll return to lon-dcms01 virtual PC. Now that I'm back in the Administrator console, I'll expand Collections and All Systems. With the SMS client computer selected, I'll start the Resource Explorer. If I examine the workstation status, I can view the last date and time of the hardware inventory report, which was a few minutes ago. Now I'll view the software updates, noting the number of updates listed and the various pieces of information available for each update, including the data posted, the security bulletin ID, information path, product, Microsoft Knowledge Base article number, and the type. I can view the scan agent and the status columns. The scan agent column indicates whether the data was retrieved by the security update tool or by the Office Update Inventory tool. The status column indicates whether the patch is already installed or applicable for that computer. Notice there are patches applicable for our client. I will distribute the patch for 840374. Notice that its status is applicable. Next, I'll show you an SMS report that shows the patch status of the client computer. In the SMS Administrator console, expand the Reporting Container and select Reports. Now I'll scroll to the Software Update for the specific computer report. Now I'll run the report. Internet Explorer starts, and I click Browse and select WRK-LON-02. Then I click the Display button, and our report appears. You can see the list of updates available for the Windows XP client computer. Notice the information in the report. Also notice that 840374 is listed as not being compliant. This method of viewing the data is easier than using Resource Explorer because the report includes all computers, whereas Resource Explorer only displays data for a specific client. I want to view a compliance report, so I select the Compliance by Product report. Notice the list of security patches missing and installed. Also notice that 840374 is listed as a missing update. I want to distribute a specific software update using SMS software update services. So the administrator console I select software update. Notice the number of updates listed and the various pieces of information available for each update. Included the requested and compliant columns. These values represent the number of computers that have reported they need the update and the number of computers that have reported they are in compliance with the patch installation. Next, I start the Distribute Software Update Wizard and select MBSA as the software update type. I'll create a new package and call it Help Center Update. Then in the organization box, I'll type in Company IT Management. I'll accept the default values and move to the Add and Remove Updates dialog box. There is a large list here, so I'll filter by queue number. Our update starts with 840, so I'll select the update and click Next. Since I do not have an internet connection, I will opt to download the source myself. I will import the update from the C:\tools folder. Once that's imported, I'll click Next. I want this update to run silently, so I'll add the /quiet and the /no restart switches. Microsoft recommends that you use the command line switches to deploy updates. I click OK. Notice that under Ready, a value of yes is now listed for the update. This indicates that the source file is ready to be distributed. Also notice that the total size of the SMS package is reported. If you have multiple patches in your package, this will indicate the accumulated size of all the selected patches. Next, I need to select the distribution point. By default, hardware inventory information is not collected immediately after the package installation, and reboots for both servers and workstations are postponed. I will change that for this demo. Then I'll click Next. The Distribute Software Updates Wizard Configure Installation Agent Settings dialog box appears, displaying the default values for status reporting and system reboots. Notice that the default values here provide the balloon notifications and allow the users to postpone the update. I'll accept the default values and click Next. In the Advertise Update dialog box, I select the Security Update tool. I click Next, and since the configuration settings are finished, I'll click Finish. Now I'll verify the patch installation program. I'll expand the packages container. You can see the MBSA-Help Center Update package. If I expand the container, you can see that the program has the same name. And if I look at the properties, you'll notice the command line to be run is patchinstall.exe. This program controls the client patch management deployment. The command line parameters control the interaction of the patch with the user logged on to the target client. The /n switch appended to patchinstall.exe command line causes a notification to appear if a system restart is required, as a reminder that there are still patches to be installed that have not been installed yet. If the /end switch is not used, there will be no notification to the user and the patch will be automatically installed at the next advertisement schedule, which is weekly by default. In the following procedure, I will install the patch on the client computer and force the client to check for the new advertisements instead of waiting for the automated detection to occur. I'll return to the client computer virtual PC, open the system management applet, and I'll initiate the machine policy retrieval and evaluation cycle. The advanced client will request new policies, which will include the policy related to the advertised program. This causes the SMS software distribution agent to check for new advertisements. When it's finished the check, the software update will be installed. Now we'll run a report to check the patch status. I return to the SMS server virtual PC, and in the SMS administrator console, select reporting. I'll scroll down to the software updates for a specific computer report. Next, I'll run a report for WRK-LUN-01. I scroll down and find 840374 patch. You can see that it now has an asterisk in the compliant column. The install is verified in the distribution status column. I'll close the report and run a compliance by software ID report. Once again, I'm prompted to enter my credentials. You can see that SMS has distributed the update successfully. I'll now close this report, and that concludes our demonstration. A recent addition to Software Update is the ability to update Dell servers. So far, you have seen the benefits of using SMS to update your Microsoft products. You've probably thought how useful it would be if we could use SMS to install vendor updates, such as drivers and firmware. Microsoft is working with several vendors to achieve exactly that. Dell is the first vendor to have developed a scanning and inventory tool. You can download the Dell Update Inventory tool from the Microsoft Download Center. It will allow you to scan and deploy updates from the Dell website. This includes BIOS and firmware updates, driver updates, and specific Dell application updates. It uses the same process to develop updates as when deploying Microsoft updates, so there is no new software to learn. Currently, the Dell tool only supports the fourth generation of Dell servers. Let's look at these settings. Once you've installed the Dell inventory tool, it becomes an option in the Distribute Software Update Wizard. You configure the scan in exactly the same way. As you move through the wizard, you will see that a list of updates is provided for a specific server range. Notice the same user interface. Dell has created a system bundle. When you identify your required system bundle, a list of updates is displayed. In the example shown in the slide, all of the available updates for that system are listed. You can see there were several RAID controller options for that server. The updates for which are listed. The tool will automatically download these so you can update the server in a single hit. Microsoft is working with other vendors such as HP and IBM to achieve similar functions with their hardware. Let's recap the session. In this session, we have examined the following topics. We first reviewed the pre-planning phase and things to consider before developing a software update solution for your organization. We then examined the software update cycle, including how you can use specific SMS 2003 features to deploy a software update solution. Next, we provided specific hints and tips for handling software updates for desktop computers and mobile computers. Then we reviewed things to consider when updating the servers in your organization. Finally, we examined performing vendor updates specifically on Dell servers. The next slide outlines where to go for more information. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. Additionally, visit www.microsoft.com/technet/MGT12 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. The Systems Management Server 2003 Administrator's Companion is available at most major bookstores. Microsoft also has instructor-led courses if you prefer the classroom-style environment. Microsoft Learning, formerly Microsoft Training and Certification and Microsoft Press, develops courseware called Microsoft Official Curriculum, which includes e-learning, Microsoft Press books, workshops, clinics, and Microsoft Skills Assessment. MOC is offered in instructor-led environments. It offers comprehensive training courses for IT professionals and will teach you how to support and implement solutions using Microsoft products and technologies. The courses that best support this session are Managing Microsoft Systems Management Server 2003 and Planning and Deploying Microsoft Systems Management Server 2003, both of which are available now. For more information, please visit www.microsoft.com/learning. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills in implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The Skills Assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft Official Curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft Learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including security and patch management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft certification program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals. and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with a basic Microsoft Certified Professional, MCP. You can choose to go and become a fully certified Systems Administrator, MSCA, or Systems Engineer, MSCE, or Desktop Specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which I'm sure you'll find interesting to hear about. To help explain in more detail, I'd like to introduce Holly Dayes, Senior Marketing Manager for TechNet.
Many of you may be familiar with TechNet events and the TechNet website, but have you ever realized the benefits of being a TechNet Plus subscriber? A TechNet Plus subscription is the most convenient and reliable resource for IT professionals evaluating, managing, and supporting Microsoft technologies. With a TechNet Plus subscription, you can evaluate Microsoft software without time limits. This benefit allows you to try products at your own pace and make informed decisions without worrying about the software expiring. TechNet Plus evaluation software includes the latest Microsoft operating systems, server applications, and Office products. With TechNet Plus, you can also save time resolving technical issues. TechNet Plus subscriptions include a range of support options, including the complete Microsoft knowledge base delivered each month on portable media, and two complimentary professional support incidents to address your technical roadblocks. TechNet Plus offers centralized access to current, authoritative technical guidance, software, and support resources from Microsoft. IT professionals around the world rely on TechNet Plus every day to help them build their technical expertise and be successful in implementing Microsoft solutions. For details, visit www.microsoft.com/TechNet/subscriptions. On the subject of TechNet resources, the new TechNet support page outlines all the support resources available for you. The enhanced TechNet troubleshooting and support page outlines all the ways IT professionals can get support assistance from Microsoft. From free online support options to subscription-based support, you'll find all your Microsoft support resources in one location at www.microsoft.com/TechNet/support. TechNet also provides a number of community resources. There are a number of free resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The TechNet newsgroup page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post their technical questions, and because they are subscribers, are guaranteed a response to any technical questions by next business day from community experts or Microsoft support professionals. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can ever cover on this slide. Plus, the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details where you can attend a TechNet event live. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk with Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. Thank you very much for listening to this session.